About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Low 6.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles. This is the world famous K-Rock.
Welcome to your fun or summer. I'm about to make that a mandatory rule, especially if you're color 20 right now. And every hour, starting right now all day long, so we can get you into not one, not two, but three SoCal water parks so you can soak up the sun. And everything else at Wild Rivers, Knott's Soak City, Six Flags Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles, and all of those tickets will be yours. This is not a pick-it-your-ticket situation. We force you to have fun at three water parks this summer.
We force you not to choose.
That's right. So we got that to look forward to. This hour on the show, we'll do some clickbait. We also have a couple whose relationship hangs in the balance, and they have turned to petty claims court to help determine who's right and who's wrong. And we also have a bunch of phone numbers to different places in Bosnia that we could be calling at any given moment to see. You gotta learn your enemy, Allie, before you meet them in this World Cup match later on today. We need to figure out how does our enemy think, right?
How do they answer the phone?
How do they answer the phone? So we may or may not make some phone calls over to Bosnia. Maybe get another bet going. Maybe they want to get involved in this 50 pizza bet. Huh? We'll get into
that. This sucker from America bet us 50 pizzas.
So lots to get to this morning. We say good morning right now to our 20th caller, which puts us on a man by the name of Mario in Ontario. Good morning, Mario.
Morning. How's it going?
It's going a lot better for you. You are the 20th caller.
Sweet. Thank you.
So you're going to go to not one, not two, but three water parks this summer.
Sweet. Can't wait to take my daughter.
Are you a thrill seeker ride? Do you like the water rides, or are you a lazy river person? A rider?
You like adventures, like trying to get through that sentence, or?
Yeah, I do everything.
All right.
Glad I asked.
Thank you, Mario. Hold on one second and enjoy. If you would like to experience that again next hour, Allie will have the same question ready to go.
I have a question for you.
The number to join us every hour starting now is 800-520-1067. Here's your hype song. It's K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Good morning. Solve some of the biggest riddles on the internet right now with some clickbait and figure out what is a telltale sign that you're dealing with a psychopath. We all think that we have psychopaths in our lives. Perhaps we're married to them. But we will figure out if you actually are based on this exciting edition of clickbait and what chore you could be doing around the house to turn on your partner immediately. It's time for clickbait. Here we go. Bait. Start with this, though. Internet design, two reasons and two reasons only. Clickbait, masturbate. We can only do one of them on the radio, so let's get right to clickbait. And we'll start with this, Allie. This is the one overlooked bedroom mistake that is currently hurting your relationship, according to a sexpert. This is the one overlooked bedroom mistake that is currently hurting your relationship, according to a sexpert.
Going to bed earlier than your partner?
Okay, going to bed earlier, not going to bed same time. There was a conversation recently and some research that showed that if you do go to bed roughly around the same time as your partner, there's a better chance you stay together longer. Doesn't mean you're happy necessarily, but you stay together longer. Omar, what is the answer according to the sexpert?
I think once you're together for, I'm going to say, probably a couple of years, you just let them rip. You're just farting all the time, and you don't take into account. Yeah. The other person might be grossed by out.
Yeah, just rip city, and you don't even think about it. There used to be a walk to the other room. Then there was at least I'll try to be quiet about it and blame it on the dog, and then it just became whatever happens.
Yeah.
Interesting guess. Jake? You're very single. Very, very
rip
single.
Rip city's taken.
Yep. So having your bedroom also be your kitchen and living room.
That's a great choice.
Only applies to you, but I guess...
No, there's lots of...
The common bedroom mistake is not having a bedroom.
Your bedroom is also the only room in your shack.
Okay.
That's a good guess, Jake. No one's right. Although I have a feeling Jake would have been right if more people could have related with that. But the correct answer is, apparently, reaching for your phone... the second that sex is over is something that is slowly eroding away at the relationship. And what used to be a time when couples would actually feel very connected and bonded, where they would sit and they would potentially talk, or they would have just even a moment where it would actually really strengthen the bond of that relationship. That has been completely replaced now by one or both people immediately being like, all right, let's see what's happened in the last, in my case, minute and a half.
I feel like that cancels everything out.
In some ways, that's what they're saying. And they're saying that's why it's overlooked. No one really thinks about it, because I think most people now, as soon as anything's over, they go, check the phone. Plane landed, check the phone.
No one can just have idle
Show's
time.
Show's over, check
Not
the phone.
Not even 30 seconds of idle time.
And that idle time was apparently a very significant part of feeling connected in the relationship.
Yeah, you just got to breathe, chill.
And when someone goes right to the phone to start checking, I mean, I'm going to say right now, it is probably in under, it's Vanessa's tiny towel is the first thing that happens after sex. Thank you, Vanessa.
Gross.
and then immediately after the tiny towel, it's right under the phone.
Really?
Tiny towel and the phone.
That's
Sometimes
sad.
Maybe phone while I'm getting the tiny towel.
God. And then Jake has to reach all the way into the kitchen for his phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Is your wife doing the same thing?
Yeah, tiny towel phone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, tiny towel.
Why does she need a tiny towel?
Well, she needs the tiny towel.
All right, got it.
You get it. Yep, Steve done, you know?
Gross.
Next one. Big bang.
Why don't you set a challenge for yourselves where you can't up to 5 minutes after?
No phone? I don't even know what we do with ourselves.
Why don't you just sit
these,
there together?
These are the two C's to look out for to tell if you are currently dealing with someone who is a psychopath. These are the two C's to look out for. If you are currently dealing, want to tell if the person you're dealing with is currently a psychopath, they have these two C's.
Two C's?
Yep, two C's.
Okay.
What are the two C's that every psychopath has?
I think charisma. Like, okay. If you're charismatic.
And
confidence. Like, super, super pure confidence in every scenario.
Charismatic, probably a psychopath. Jake, two C's. You're dealing with a psychopath. What are they?
Can of beans.
Okay. Psychopath, yep.
Yep.
Cheech and Chong record.
Okay.
All right. That's, once again, only applies to Jake, but also probably true. Omar, the two C's.
Okay, I think one of them is going to be cold. It's just a very cold person, very not empathetic, you know, just kind of like very just standoffish. Mm-hmm. The other one, I am going to guess crazy.
Just crazy.
Yeah. Just crazy.
I think crazy is true, but I guess you wouldn't be able to see that. Allie was almost spot on. The person that you're dealing with, if they are charming and confident, those are the two C's. Charming, confident, charming, I would argue, charismatic, confident.
Same.
Charming, confidence are two telltale signs the person you're dealing with is a psychopath, and then throw in there if they are socially skilled, if they're very good socially.
Totally, they can manipulate a room. They know how to do it.
So look out for that. And finally, we end it with this one. This household chore is the one that is the biggest turn on. So when your partner sees you doing this chore, they are the most turned on of all of the chores you could be doing. What is it?
I'll do another C, cooking.
Allie says cooking.
Oh, that's
watching
a good
you
one.
Cook is a big turn on. What do you say, Jake the Nerd?
Maybe it's what happens after cooking, doing the dishes.
All right, Jake says doing dishes. Omar Khan, this chore, according to new research, is the one that is the most biggest turn on when your partner watches you do it. And I think it works both ways, men and women turned on by watching the other person do this.
Man, I'm going to guess either laundry or I'm going to go with laundry because laundry sucks. So I think if you see somebody else doing something that you hate, that's kind of like, all right, you're picking up the slack that I want to, kind of like, you know, turns you on.
I would have
watching you handle my clean underwear.
Yeah, I would have thought laundry too, just because of all of the, you know,
the under things,
delicates and the panties and the whatnots, Allie, right? Mm-hmm. You would think that's a big turn on.
My 10-year-old swimsuit.
You're already holding my boxer briefs. I feel like at this point we should just have sex on this pile of clean laundry. But I'm wrong. The correct answer, I can't believe I have to say this, Jake is right. Watching the partner do the dishes.
Oh, wow.
It found out that 52% of adults surveyed were turned on.
Watching them scrape
when they saw their partner clean
into a trash can?
On this past Saturday, our sink was a mountain of dirty dishes.
Ooh, I cannot stand that.
And I walked up. Listen, it's a crazy story, but I knew my wife was about to get home, and I timed it. I heard the car, and I was on the couch not doing the dishes, and as soon as I heard her car pull in, I stood up at the sink and I just started the pile. Like, I put three of them in the dishwasher. And she walked over to me as I was doing those three dishes. And she goes, you want to meet me upstairs in the shower in 5 minutes? And I said, This is amazing.
No, I'm doing the dishes. Sorry.
I said, not now. I had to clean one thing. All right, relax. We got to take a break. We're back in a second with a couple who needs our help. Petty Claims Court. You have jury duty. It's in your future. If you need to use it as an excuse to not go to work today, you can have that one. We will come back in a moment, meet the couple, find out what they're fighting about, why it is so petty, and why you need to help determine who's right and who's wrong, and that is next. Jury duty is in your future, but this is okay because you don't have to go anywhere. Although you can use it as an excuse if you need to take the day for yourself. That's okay. Get ready for World Cup action later or deal with the loss of LeBron. However you're going through the emotions, we're here for you. We've got a couple on the phone right now. They have been married for just over 10 years, and the wife has put in the claim against her husband for something that he is doing. And that is why we bring you to this exciting edition of Petty Claims Court.
In the legal system, cases are tried from Supreme Courts to Small Claims Court. But what about stuff that's too small for Small Claims Court? This is Petty Claims Court.
All right, let's figure out what's going on. The husband is on the phone to defend himself. Let's talk to the wife first. Figure out what it is that is going on in their relationship. And once again, we will ask some follow-up questions, and you as a jury will determine who wins and who loses. First 100 votes when we tell you to on the text line at 800-520-1067. Rocio, good morning. Welcome to K-Rock. Hi.
Oh boy.
You there?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Now
I'm here.
We got loud and clear. All right, what's going on with your husband?
Okay, so whenever we start driving somewhere, going anywhere, I let him know, you know, okay, you know where you're going. Do you need me to put maps with the directions? You know, he gets all mad and offended. He's like, no, I got it. But then I notice that either we'll miss an exit or, you know, he won't get on another freeway. And then I'm like, okay, well, you know where you're going? And he's like, well, no, you distracted me. So, or you didn't let me know. You should have told me where we were going. And I'm like, wait, so do you want me to tell you or not? And it always happens. Always.
So he doesn't want any help because he can figure it out. That's pretty standard. And then you can tell he won't say anything. You'll just realize, wait, well, are we backtracking to get on the freeway we were just on going the other direction? And then he'll say, well, it's because I missed the exit because you were distracting me.
Yeah, basically, uh-huh. All the time. It's always my fault.
Now, are you one of those people who's like, you have to get off in a mile. You know you have to get off, right? You know you have to turn right, right? Are you kind of backseat driving in that way throughout the process?
I used to, but it's so long. And so sometimes what I do is that I tell him right before, or I'm just kind of like, weren't you supposed to get off right here? And then he's like, well, you're supposed to tell me before.
I hate that. I hate that move, by the way. And I've had that before. Where as we are pulling past the exit, my wife will say to
me, you were supposed to get off.
Wasn't that where we were supposed to get off? And I go, if you knew that, like,
why would you say
just a friendly reminder, hey, that's the exit. Because I am going, you can usually tell by someone's speed or what lane they're in if they have any knowledge that that's where they're supposed to get off.
See, in our relationship, my wife is a huge backseat driver. And if I don't get over well before the exit, I start getting the reminders when I have the GPS right in front of me.
Yeah.
Telling me what to do.
Let's say hi to Alex. Bring the husband on board. Alex, you've been accused of not accepting any help while driving, but then putting all blame on your wife. How do you plead?
I think the situation speaks for itself.
You're going with no defense?
Is that accurate, the way she describes
it? I've driven most
you've,
of my
you've
life.
You've driven? Okay.
Okay,
yep.
All right. We do have you on record, under oath now, saying you are the driver, so that is the case. In most of the relationship driving, you do the driving, correct?
Yeah, I also used to drive and do deliveries for a pretty good company. It was Fry's Electronics.
You're a Fry's delivery driver.
Man, love the Fry's.
Yeah.
Love the Fry's. So you know, so you're a driver, you're a professional. Right, you're saying you're not just an amateur driver, like you're a former professional driver.
You know the city.
Yes.
You know the city, you know the ins and the outs. There's nothing your wife's going to tell you that's going to help you, but she does accuse you of oftentimes missing exits, and then you do blame it on her.
And it does happen. I mean, I'm not going to lie, we're not all perfect.
We meaning you?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you you claim that you know every place without getting, you know, Google Maps or anything like that. Is that a sense of pride for you, that if you're not quite sure, you still feel like you have to do it without the map?
I do pride myself on that, yes.
Yeah.
There's something.
There's a pride thing with men and driving.
There's two things that make me feel proud when driving. One of them, which is rare, is figuring out where I'm going without using any sort of an app at all. The other is when the app tells me to do something. I do my own thing based on memory or knowledge, and then I watch the time. Like, all of a sudden, I cut 5 minutes off of the
time.
Like,
the maps is like, ooh, yeah, yeah. Klein, like, I didn't see that.
Like, the map says, well, stay on this road for another 2 miles and make a left, and I'll make the left early and go a different way, and then I'll see it recalibrate, and I'll be like, whoa, I just beat the map. That's a great feeling of pride right there. Okay. All right, Allie? Hold on, like, Allie.
Seeing those minutes go down, those minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but usually when I make a different choice like that,
it's one-track mind when it comes to driving, and pretty much everything, but if I get straight off that course, it sometimes, even if it's for like just a little bit, I'll kind of just zone out and just keep going.
Does this happen when you're by yourself or only when you're with your wife?
I mean, it's when I'm with company.
I would be afraid of falling asleep while driving if I heard you talk. So you're saying that your wife is accusing you of not being a perfect driver, not accepting any responsibility when you miss exits. Now you're saying now that officially the trial is underway, petty claim court, you are admitting that, yes, you are not perfect. You do make mistakes. And are you reaccusing her of not giving you enough lead time? Do you want her to give you more warnings or no?
I wouldn't say warnings, but I mean, yeah, if you see that I'm kind of going astray, or you know that the exit's coming up, just like Ali was saying earlier.
Why not then just use the maps? I don't understand. Why is it her responsibility to monitor your driving to make sure you know where you're going? Isn't that your responsibility?
Yeah, you're right there, but I mean, sometimes I'm just spacing out, having to chat with her.
And you sound like a space out guy. You sound like a guy that easily spaces.
I feel like we're
out.
Veering off the road now.
I think that we've gone completely the wrong direction.
I crash, I'm not even driving.
Yeah.
All right, so once again, we'll give you 10 seconds closing arguments. I don't think this is going to take much of a deliberation with the jury, but we let them vote anyway because rules is rules around here. The case is as follows. If you're just joining us, Rocio claims her husband of 10 years refuses to use any sort of help when looking for, when driving, doesn't need directions. He can figure it out himself, although he does get lost on a semi-regular basis from time to time. Not lost, but misses exits and things like that.
Which seems like if that happens enough, you should not be allowed to just be using your own devices.
Alex claims that, he spaces out from time to time. So what? He doesn't need the apps because he's a professional former delivery driver and knows the ins and outs of Southern California.
Excuse me, I'm a former fries driver.
So, Rocio, 10 seconds closing arguments to try to get the jury on your side, but I feel like they're already there, but go ahead.
Okay, so, you know, just accept the help. Let me know. I'll have GPS on my phone. He gets mad at that if I sometimes secretly have a GPS on myself.
Good.
To make sure he's going the right way.
Yes.
But yeah, just accept the help. And, you know, if you're getting distracted, it's okay. But sometimes we got to get somewhere. And these mixing exits, we're late. So,
right.
And I'm just a person that hate being late. So,
right. Yeah. Women hate being late. They always have to pee. So it's like at some point, Allie, you know, they've got to get there. And taking your sweet-ass time. And, Alex, you'll be driving. And you'll notice between her legs she's got her phone. And you're like, are you secretly map-questing this trip? Are you Wazing where we're going? Are you using some sort of old technology?
Are you using outdated technology?
Are you Thomas guiding this behind my back? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, my God. I usually do silence the Google Maps, too.
Yeah, I get it. All right, Alex, 10 seconds closing arguments. You need to get the jury on your side. Go ahead.
Hey, I can get us to point A, to point B, and I don't need that much help. I just space out once in a while.
All right, good luck. This is me actually hitting Alex's head right now.
Rock hard.
Wake up, good sir. 10 seconds. Get your votes in now. 800-520-1067. The first 100 votes will determine who wins, who loses. It's either Rocio or Alex on Petty Claims Court. K-Rock, we're Klein Alley Show. Let's get into the verdict. Petty Claims Court, thanks for all the votes coming through at 800-520-1067. A lot of people say that Alex should not drive while sleeping, and it sounds like he is sleeping currently.
323 said he can make a left turn to a personality.
Okay. We're not here to judge the people on Petty Claims Court. He was attacked by his wife for his lack of taking any sort of assistance while driving. It's an old cliche that guys don't really like to stop and ask for directions, and we'll figure
it
out.
But it's so true. You said it yourself. You pride yourself in knowing where you're going without a map and to outsmart the map. I'm just blindly able to follow any kind of map. I don't care.
But sometimes when you do the opposite, and there's also many times when I'm going from here to my house, I know exactly how to get there, but I'll still look and see if there's, you know, it's
better routes.
Canyon better? Is the 405, 101 jacked up because there's some sort of, some God knows what happening there? It seems like every day at Hollywood and Highlands, some stupid thing that slows down that traffic situation.
I would love for there to be an app that is basically just lets you know, would the other way have been faster?
That's it. That's
if you
I
get there,
know.
I just want the app to tell me. The other way would have been faster. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of times when I make that decision. You got two options. Whenever I make the decision, usually, the one I pick is almost always the wrong one. It's like going to the shorter line of the grocery store. You think it's a shorter line. It's going to move quicker. And then you watch the person you would have been behind in the other line cruising through.
Exactly. That's my life. They're in their car driving home already.
All right.
Still in line.
All right. There's a lot of votes here. Let's see some of the feedback on the text line and the phones. Jake, go ahead. You're on K-Rock. What's up?
I vote the girl. I think the guy just is afraid to admit he's wrong.
Yeah, well, guys are never really wrong, but women hate to admit they're wrong, too, and that's a tough place to be in a relationship where no one's admitting they're wrong.
It's weird because I think he is kind of admitting that he's wrong, but he's also like, what's the big deal?
Yeah, that's it. It's like, I think that even makes women more upset than saying, I'm not wrong. It's saying, yeah, I'm wrong, but who cares?
And then we're like, you don't want to be perfect?
You could care. All right, Allie's been tabulating votes. Let's bring them back on the phone right now. Rocio, you think your marriage of 10 years plus is going to survive the verdict here?
Of course. Okay. I'll take him.
I like that.
I know he's wrong.
Okay. Alex, hopefully you're able to handle the verdict. I don't think it's going to go well for you, but Allie's been adding all votes on the YouTube chat and on the text line at 800-520-1067. And
come on,
go ahead.
Who wouldn't side with the driver?
Well, that changes everything, Alex. Thank you.
Only about 93% of the voters, but Allie, go ahead.
818 said, I'm voting for Rocio. I'm happy that she's not driving for her husband because I almost got in the wrong freeway just listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, at least Alex did get 30% of the vote.
30%.
Which I am shocked that it was that much, but
hey,
yes.
We just got to keep this going. I'll win at some point.
Right, exactly. Just wait it out. You'll win eventually. But as of now, Rocio, you've won this edition of Petty Claims Court.
Hey,
of course.
Yeah, Rocio, 70%. That's a pretty big landslide right there. So congratulations. You win. Moving forward, and this is not going to be good for you, Alex, but all driving will be predetermined by a route that your wife picks based on the help of the apps.
Oh, man, so not even the well-known shortcuts?
No, not even the well-known shortcuts. You will be going via the app.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, like, I'm 2-0 now.
He's a loud chewer. See, he's got that going against him, too. Hold on, Rocio. Congratulations.
Maybe his wife, Fries, went out of business.
Oh, people are still waiting for their deliveries.
Yeah, they never got them.
The guy just kept forgetting to get off the freeway. I had a bunch of random wires that were supposed to come my way and a big tin of pretzels.
All these computer parts.
Anyway, hold on 1 second. Thank you for participating in the Petty Claims Court. If you're looking to get into water parks this summer, I don't blame you. We've got more tickets coming up in moments here on K-Rock. And just when you thought we'd start phoning it in, we're actually going to literally do that, as we have phone numbers here to call Bosnia to get you ready for World Cup action later today. I don't think we ever called Bosnia before on the show. In fact, they've asked us to stop making international calls because the company's so cheap.
Well, they can't even pay their regular phone bill. Remember 323 Tip Bowley days.
But we do have a few phone numbers here. And apparently the game, which is going to be on at 5 p.m. our time, is going to be on at 2 a.m. Bosnia local time.
You know, I kind of realized that the reason why countries get excited about the World Cup coming to their country is just because of the time advantage.
Oh, that's why.
Like, oh, cool. I get to watch it at normal times.
Yeah, that's a strong advantage. Although there is something kind of cool about the idea of either staying up super late or waking up. You know, sometimes
every
once in a while.
I'm going to have to wake up at 11 p.m. to watch this game.
Those NFL games that happen in Europe are pretty much skippers for the most part. But every once in a while, there's like one of those reasons. Like, oh, I got to wake up at 4 a.m. to watch the Jaguars play. some other country. We got to take a quick break. We get back in a moment. We have your ADD news to get to. We're going to call Bosnia and figure out exactly how our enemy is thinking so that we can get, hopefully, the win in World Cup action later today and much more after this on KROQ. Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Good morning. Get into your news in just a moment. Before we actually get to the news, though, we have some sad news to share with you that was waiting for us this morning on the GOAT line. This will be a bit of an alarming announcement for some people. And I know that we're dealing with a lot of ups and downs and a lot of announcements. And then there's another one that we have to now process, Alley.
Klein and Alley, it's Pantyhose Greg here with an official announcement. For the next month, I'll be taking a sabbatical. I won't be calling into the GOAT line or nothing like that, and I won't be available for any phone calls.
So he's letting us know now.
Shoot.
For the next month, he will be unavailable, and he will not be leaving his normal 47 messages a day on the GOAT line.
This is like when people announce that they're doing a digital detox.
Yeah, I will not be on Instagram. Do not look for me or DM me. I will not be checking DMs.
If you're upset, I know that it can be disorienting not seeing my posts, but I will not be there.
So I know
what's going on at rehab?
I know people are very, he's very polarizing, this Pantyhose Greg guy. Some people like him. I haven't met anyone who likes him. A lot of people don't like him, including Shia LaBeouf. He's got a bunch of celebrities that don't like him, but he will not be joining us for the next month, and there will be no messages from Pantyhose Greg.
Take a month off just to see if I age like fine wine or not. Okay, people, Pantyhose Greg here. In September.
Oh, he's gone. Well,
that's 2 months.
That's a long time. That's a 2 months.
Woo! You get 2 whole months.
Let me tell you something. He called 5 minutes later.
He did?
Pretty much, yeah.
There's another message from him right after announcing his sabbatical. Well, there you have it.
Pantyhose this is like Greg. Brad Williams telling us he's taking the summer off.
I know.
This is all BS.
Of course. As soon as there's a paying gig, he's going to jump on it.
Totally.
Let's get to this. Your news starts now, and then a brand new hour of the show will begin.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Okay, so the news broke late yesterday in the show about LeBron James officially leaving the Lakers. Seems like a pretty done deal, though, Klein, you seem to think that this was all a bargaining chip to get a better deal. How do you feel about that now?
I feel less confident now about that statement I made yesterday.
Hey, you're dead, son.
To be honest, the way it was worded, even though it was an official statement, it felt not like it was a done deal. Because it wasn't like LeBron is moving to Golden State, or LeBron is taking there's a couple of rumors.
The statement did say he was done with L.A. He was going to play elsewhere, though.
Elsewhere. Right.
Right.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay, so how much more definite do you need?
It seemed to me...
He's playing for the Idaho Elsewheres.
That they were...
I love that team.
It seemed like they were playing a little, like, hardball.
I thought it was one of those...
Yeah, I can tell there's a lot... There's some sort of animosity between LeBron and the Lakers organization, which I can't figure out from
it
LeBron's
side. It is sort
side,
of like basically announcing a breakup.
It's a toxic relationship. Yeah. It's always felt like that way, which is weird because it feels like the organization is bent over backwards.
Well, and it kind of felt like he was calling the shots from day
course.
One. It's like, I'm joining the Lakers. Here's how I want the team to be run. Here's who I want on the team. My son, I want him on the team.
Put him on, change out coaches to find someone that he's okay with. I mean, there's
some resentment there by them.
I want to be number 23. Now I want to be number 6. Now I want to be... I mean, it just seemed like there's a lot of stuff that was happening. And
I just don't know how many bargaining chips he still has left now that he's so much older. You know what I mean? And it's not like he was doing crazy well. Like, he's doing well because he's still LeBron James, but it's not like they can't live without him at this point.
Well,
but
Luka's the best player on the Lakers. By far. No question about it. And I think that's hard for him to accept. So now he wants to put together this old squad. The Golden Girls, or what do we call the Golden Girl State, or whatever we're saying, and his idea is if we can get a bunch of old people together, then I will look good compared to all these other old players.
Well, he also did the Lakers dirty because he waited until his son's contract with the Lakers became fully guaranteed for $2.3 million he announced he was leaving. So that...
What a dad.
That came through Monday, and then Tuesday he announced, I'm leaving the Lakers, and it is kind of like an ex breaking up with you, but then leaving you with, like, their sickly pet.
More importantly, it looks like Klein's going to lose this bet against Jake. What's on the table, guys?
No, we never.
I know. Let's discuss.
We never really got into what the bet was about. I said that I still think there's a chance LeBron plays as a Laker next season.
Right, now it's looking double or nothing.
No. I mean, figure out what you want to bet, Jake, because I still think...
Want to shave your head again?
Not really.
Nah, let's not do head shaving again.
Want to buy me 4 pizzas?
That doesn't do anything for anyone other than you.
4 pizzas?
That's what a bet is!
Four pizzas?
That's such a strange second choice.
Why would LeBron playing any other team result in me buying you 4 pizzas?
Because I like the pizza.
You didn't round up to five.
It's unbelievable.
No, wait, it was a bronze.
Of course,
you
know the number.
I'm just going to accept that because it's like the
just
least.
Just say yes.
23 pizzas.
I don't want to talk about it.
Buy a guy four pizzas.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. Four pizzas is yours. Great. Done.
I do think it's interesting, Omar, that you say, what a great dad. It's so many people are saying he's the best dad ever. And I'm like, I think that he's doing his son a disservice.
Why?
By just
he
being
sucks,
like,
doesn't he?
Yes, but I know you suck, so I'm just going to use my power to make sure that you have some kind of career instead of making him work for it himself. Hey, you're not good enough.
He has nothing to ever prove anymore. His whole life is set for him. He doesn't have anything to prove.
He's
wrong.
A joke.
You're wrong, dude. You guys are wrong because you don't think about it in the same way that Tom Brady couldn't step away when it was, you know, these guys are used to, they need to be winning. They have something in their blood that we don't have because we're fine at mediocrity.
They want to
are you talking about Bronny
themselves?
Or LeBron right now?
I'm talking about
Bronny does not challenge.
Bronny does not have that. So, good dad, he recognized that my son's a loser. I'm going to get him a couple of $1 million.
What? And he's just like, thanks, Dad.
What's yeah, exactly.
Dribble, dribble.
Dribble, dribble.
In the last 24 hours, what was
here you go. Nothing but net.
What's a bigger announcement?
I mean, air ball.
That Bronny is leaving? I mean, LeBron is leaving the Lakers or this?
Bronny now is Daniel's official announcement.
They're both big announcements, right? They're both taking some time away from Mel.
Both breaking.
Yeah.
It's summer vibes for everybody. Let's not forget that it's not just people who are excited about summer. It's the criminals. They're excited about new ways to rob you. And right now they are targeting surfers by dressing up as fishermen and then robbing their vehicles and taking them on joy rides while they surf. Listen to this.
This morning, local officials are warning San Diego surfers about a string of car thefts happening just after they hit the water. The Regional Auto Theft Task Force says suspects, sometimes disguised as fishermen, watch surfers hide their keys, then steal their cars and go on shopping sprees using stolen credit cards. This is some of the thousands of dollars in merchandise investigators have recovered. Authorities have also recovered stolen vehicles and keys and believe there may be even more victims.
I imagine that there are a lot more victims. This is probably a regular occurrence. Now that I think about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, of course. They don't have their keys with them while they're surfing. So where they hide them?
Right.
Like under the wheel? Yeah. How many places can you hide a key?
What an easy disguise to be a fisherman. That's like all you need
is
a stick.
I'm just a guy with a bucket.
Sticking a string in a bucket.
Yep.
And people go, oh, look the other way. That guy's
that's just a sad fisherman trying to catch his breakfast.
Just here for the fish. Meanwhile, you're sitting there looking around and you see all the surfers, although the reality is, What do the surfers have? You would think a lot of times they are, you know, I would imagine they know that they're not going to put, you know, valuables. And if that's the situation, the cars are there.
Yeah, but they can just take the car.
But I feel like that at all beach parking anyway. I feel like I'm always on high alert at the beach park. And they have all the signs because people know that you're probably
there's so many people casing
them. They also know you're going to be away from your car for hours at a time.
But also, don't mess with the surfers. They're the most chill people on the planet.
And then they get back to their car and they're like, no.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm going to go catch another wave. Then.
Yeah, I guess I'll go back
out. You know?
Yeah. And then Disneyland is giving you a new opportunity, a new way to enjoy Disneyland this summer. This is they are doing like a summer nights thing that's happening for a limited time. And basically what they're doing is you can pay $59 to only visit the park in the evening. So this is starting mid-July, July 12th. It's going all the way through August 5th. And Sundays through Wednesdays, you can visit the park. In California Adventure, you get there after 5. Disneyland, you get there after 7. And you get to just enjoy all the rides until midnight at Disneyland and 10 p.m. or I think 11 at California Adventure. But I think it's pretty sweet.
You don't have to be one of those childs. Because usually when you get some sort of a great deal, they're like, applies to children under 12. And you're like, oh, damn it, that's not me.
I know.
It's for adults.
I hate it when they're like, are there any discounts, anything? Nope, not a senior. Nope, not a kid. Damn it.
Finally.
Just a regular adult.
Covered in body hair and you've got credit card debt. There's something for you. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
We'll get into a brand new hour of the show in moments.